Call us back to order. Congresswoman Lemon, you have some work to do?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ordinance CA 1957 back to general order day two.
Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. We are now back on general order day two. Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to refer ONCA 1957 to the Appropriations Committee.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'd like to make a motion to refer ONCA 1957 to the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Let's roll call. One moment, please. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
We have some discussion, please.
Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
You might see it.
I think we're checking.
If it's allowable.
It is.
Good.
Go ahead. Do you have your hand up?
Yeah.
Discussion.
I'm curious to know. What we need to visit about.
State your motion, please. Congressman Potts.
This motion to refer ONCA 1957 to the Congressional Appropriations Committee.
And there was a second, correct, from Congressman Maker. Was it Congressman Maker? And by rule, just read by rule what it says here. We're here. To commit without instructions, it's not amendable, not debatable. Thank you, Dana. So this will be a roll call vote that needs 8 votes to pass.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. It's a majority vote. Motion passes. Do we move on to Paula's now? Correct. Okay, next item on the agenda is consideration. We're on general order day three, where amendments may be voted on in the order they were received. We are on ONCA 1939. Page one, line 16. Still on general order day two, and we received, Congresswoman Staver, we received your amendment. We're on general order day three.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So.
We're just voting on the amendment now.
Thank you for your patience. Again, ONCA 19-39, we are on general order day three. The amendment is page one, lines 16 and 17 and 25, strike and improvement.
What number is this?
So we're going to vote on the amendment. Roll call.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Me? Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Amendment passes. ONCA 1939 will move to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. 1939, as we said, will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. Also, I failed to notify the body that engrossment will also apply to these. ONCA 1951, 47, 58, 59, ONCR 1915 and ONCR 1917. Congresswoman Goodfox.
On today's agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
So I need clarification. So do we need to modify our agenda to include all these on third reading after engrossment on today's agenda? Because they're not already on here.
No, he moved them.
We moved them on there, but I forgot to mention after engrossment. That was the only thing.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to recess at the call of the chair for the purpose of engrossment.
Second.
Recess to the call of the chair. We're now in recess.